John Resnick.
Dick Van Patten, at age 16, I have it on good authority that you dated a stripper and she made you get a tattoo. I want you to say yes or no and confess to this.
Yeah, that's true. She said, I bet you're not brave enough to get in your church, she said. I said, no, I'm brave enough. They used a real needle.
Ow.
I can't stand blood, and the blood's streaming down my arm. And she said, does it hurt you? I said, no, no, no. And then I thought, you know, I'd make out or something. Nothing.
Nothing.
Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Dick, we're talking about, you've had the opportunity to know and be friends with, play tennis with, some of the all-time greats like yourself. People say, there you go, John, blowing smoke again. Look, listen, we only bring on the great people, in my opinion, and according to the emails as well we're getting. Let's talk about Mel Brooks. This guy is a character. Do you have an anecdote you can give us about Mel Brooks and or Carl Reiner that no one's ever heard before?
Mel has been very good to me. He uses me in all his movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm with him. I have lunch with him almost every day. And he does do funny things. I mean, he's a comedic genius. Of course, he's very upset now. June 6th, you know, and his wife died.
Yes, yes.
And he's not taking it easily. He's almost angry about it. He's just so upset. But hey, I have lunch with him every day, and he just still does funny things. We went to dinner the other night. I don't know whether I can tell us on the radio whether you can picture it.
Okay.
He ordered a wine. He gets these very expensive wines. I don't drink, but my wife does. And he would get these very expensive wines. And then, you know, when the waiter gives it to you to test it, he would take a sip and he would roll it around in his mouth. This was just the other night.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, he just let it all drool out of his mouth. He looked like he was testing it, and then all of a sudden, he just purposely, to make everybody laugh, just let all this red wine drip down his chin and everything.
What a character.
He does things like that all the time. He's a very funny man. And very smart. It's funny, you know, he's not educated. He comes from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he grew up. His mother was a seamstress, and his father died when his mother was a widow, young, and he had two brothers, and they all slept in one bed, and his mother slept in the living room.
Really?
And he comes from he didn't get that much of an education, but he's so smart. His mind works so quick. If I was ever in a position where I needed to have help real quick, somebody to think fast, I'd like to be with Mel Brooks.
Hmm.
However,
yes.
If I was on that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes.
And you can call up and ask somebody to help you,
right.
I'd like to have Carl Reiner, because he's very educated and very knowledgeable. They're both smart, but in different ways. One is very educated, and the other just has a very quick brain, you know?
Well, they've been incredible together over the years as friends and professionals.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Dick Van Patten here. Dick, you have, as you look around, and, you know, they say, first of all, most, I don't know what the percentage is, but most people that have their SAG cards, their Screen Actors Guild cards, which allows them the permission, so to speak, to be on the screen or to act, most of them aren't working. What did you do different? What have you done over the different? Yes, we realize you've got a lot of talent or you wouldn't be there, but you still had to do things that were different. Help out our listeners who are trying to make a difference in their life.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. As a kid actor, my mother said, don't ever turn up. Take it. Somebody else will get it. I'll let somebody else do it. So I had that in the back of my head. I very rarely turn anything down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is this. A lot of actors, when they get to a certain plateau, and they ask to come in and read, they always say, oh, I don't read anymore. You know, I don't want to read for it.
Gee.
I've never done that. I told my agent, I'll read for anything. And every big job I've gotten, I've had to read for it. But I'd rather do that. I'd rather read for it. Because if you get the job without reading for it, you're always worried, well, am I really the right way? Am I doing it right, you know?
Sure.
So now, I know a lot of actors don't agree with me, and they won't read for things. They reach that one plateau where they don't have to. But I keep reading. And I think from being a kid actor, I'm a good reader. I think that I read very well, cold.
You know,
because I grew up doing it.
I think you also have an appreciation for being an everyday person. You see, the picture we're starting to get is a guy who has kept a marriage together for over 50-some years. God bless you, okay? Because it's so difficult these days for all of us. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Thank God I married my best friend. I love her. Not much of a challenge to keep that together. but also, you know, there's got to be some humility here, and there also has to be, I would bet, some loyalty. Now, I don't know your agent, but I'm willing to bet you've been with him for a long time.
That's right. I was with my first agent for 30 years, and then she retired, mm-hmm. and then I had to get another agent, and I've been with this agent for 15 years, yeah. So you're right. I stay with the same agent, same wife, same house, same phone number.
Yeah, well.
Everything's pretty much the same.
You make it kind of simple. It doesn't seem like your ego got out of hand, where a lot of people won't, like you're saying, they won't even go to Reed Parts. Now, let's talk about, again, we're going to swing back in. There's so much to cover. You've been an entrepreneur. I understand you're involved in real estate. Do you still have Patton Place, the apartment building?
Yes. I can't believe who gave you all this information.
Well,
I'm really up to date on it.
I have
two. When I was doing Eight Is Enough,
uh-huh.
people said, you better invest your money in something. So I bought a couple of apartment buildings, and it's wonderful. They're really good. And I all the tenants are in there at a very moderate price, so I never rent. So it's always been pretty good.
Are you a nice landlord, or are you pretty tough?
No, I think I'm a good landlord.
How about as a father? You've been a real easy, or you've been a tough father?
No, I'm blessed with the nicest guys. First of all, they're very good looking. Women come up to me all the time. Your sons are so, they all like them. And most good looking guys kind of like have an arrogance or an attitude. And
uh-huh.
they don't. They act like ugly guys.
Oh, thank God.
They're the nicest guys, you know?
Thank God they look like the mother, right?
My wife was a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. You probably know that too, right?
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, when we get back, you know, we got about a minute and a half, and I know the story's a little bit longer than we're going to take up. Your childhood sweetheart, you're 14, she was 12, you had a crush, and then
yeah,
she got away from you.
Next to each other in the 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, well, we get back from this upcoming break, I want to talk about that, because then you missed her. She escaped you for a while, didn't she?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable. Well, Dick, a lot of the things that you've done, you know, you've carved out a career. You really have turned down very few offers. Is that correct? In other words,
if they offer me a job, I usually take it. I think I'm lucky to get it. You know.
I love the humility. It's just incredible. And I'm not just going to say, well, you don't see that in the industry, but it's true. You don't see it that often. I've never.
Well, you're right. And a lot of actors, not all of them. Some of them, my best friends are in the business. They're wonderful. But there are some that take themselves a little too seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
And we get back, we're going to find out the story. It's a cute little anecdote about how Dick Van Patten met his wife. He had a crush on her. He's 14, she's 12, and then all of a sudden they re-met again later on in life. And we're going to talk about how do you launch a new product. He's got his Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatable for Dogs. And all I can say, if you're around the kitchen table, stick around. Bon appetit. We'll be back right after this. This is Legends of Success.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly force is just unthinkable in this situation where they found someone. And by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband, Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elton John's about to release a new memoir. It's due out tomorrow, and he sat down for an interview with NBC News to talk about the motivation behind Me.
I must do books of my kids when they get older. They're only 6 and 8 at the moment. They'll have an idea of what I was like, and it's the truth. It they is. May not like it, but it's there.
One of the topics he touches on in the memoir, his claim that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. The singer says Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill, and he recalls inviting the King of Pop to a party only to find him playing with his housekeeper's son. John says Jackson couldn't seem to cope with adult company. Again, Elton John's memoir, Me, comes out on Tuesday. USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top 5 movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number 2 with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number 3 with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number 4 with $6 million. And dropping down to number 5, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend with the fire now 43% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
United Auto Workers Union members are on strike against Mack Truck. More than 3,000 UAW members began picketing Sunday morning outside the truck makers' plants in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. UAW says unresolved issues include wage increases, job security pensions, and health benefits. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking outside the White House about trade talks with China.
We'll meet with the vice premier in Chile before the presidents meet to make sure there are any final issues. And if we need to have in-person meetings, more in-person meetings to get this done, obviously we'll do that.
In recent months, the U.S. and China have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of each other's imports. On Friday, the president said that he and China had come to a preliminary deal on intellectual property and financial services. And he said China agreed to increase its purchase of U.S. agricultural products. The IRS extension deadline to file and pay taxes is tomorrow. People that don't file by then will be hit with a fine of up to 5% a month on the unpaid taxes. The IRS says more than 1 in 10 taxpayers asked for an extension this year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants the Senate to vote this week on President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria.
The New York Democrat said on Sunday he believes Trump's decision could put the U.S. at risk of a terror attack. Schumer says his proposed resolution would be bipartisan and include a plan to beat ISIS. I'm Morgan McCarthy.
The teen that escaped captivity after 88 days in Wisconsin says she feels stronger every day. It's been 1 year since Jamie Kloss was kidnapped from her home and her parents were killed. In a statement to ABC, the 14-year-old thanked everybody for their kindness and concern. She's been spending time with family, hiking with friends, now lives with her aunt, who says Jamie is courageously reclaiming her life. A vigil was held Sunday outside the home of 28-year-old Atania Jefferson, who was fatally shot by police while playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew. Here's Wendy King.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called the Fort Worth Police Department, my neighbor would still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Joker having another big week at the box office, earning an additional $55 million over the weekend. Coming in second, MGM's 3D computer animated adaptation of The Addams Family. That took in about $30 million in its debut weekend in theaters. I'm John DeMaster, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4255. 1-800-634-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life, a great actor and a wonderful man, Dick Van Patten, a legend of success.
Is at number 3 with 20 million. The cute animated feature Abominable is at number 4 with 6 million. And dropping down to number 5, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with 4.9 million. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Huntington Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to Legends of Success. This weekend is Father's Day, and to honor dear old Dad, we present an interview with one of television's most beloved fathers. Dick Van Patten is an actor, businessman, and animal welfare advocate, but he is remembered most as Tom Bradford, the patriarch of the 1970s television show Eight is Enough. Dick passed away shortly after Father's Day in 2015. He was 86. We had the opportunity to talk and joke with him about his incredible career, about fatherhood, and about dog food. A Father's Day tribute to a great dad on television and in real life, a great actor and a wonderful man, Dick Van Patten, a legend of success. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals, people who share with you
their strategies of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and thanks again for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, today's guest clearly possesses a number of the common threads we see in our Legends of Success. First of all, Dick Van Patten never slows down. Measured by almost any standard, he has had more of a consistent career in the entertainment business than 99% of all of his peers. And one of the most notable roles was starring in the TV series, Eight is Enough. But his career spans way beyond that to literally hundreds of television, film roles, appearances, and ever since he was a young child actor, he has not slowed down. Well, today we're going to get a behind-the-scenes story of what his life has been like and what is he up to today. He's got some new things going on. Let's welcome today's guest, Dick Van Patten. Dick, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, thank you, John. It's a great show. I listen to it all the time. I really appreciate being on it.
I led into everyone that has to know your name, your household name, that's obvious. And what's been bothering me, and I wanted to level with you here, is that with such a successful career, I need to dispel a rumor up front that's been bugging me a little. There's some rumors coming out of Hollywood that you've actually been spotted several times eating dog food.
Yeah, you're right. Those rumors are correct.
Well, what's up, Dick? What's going on here?
It sounds like I've gone to the dogs. What happened was I started as a child actor. My mother was a real stage mother in New York.
Uh-huh.
And when I was 7 years old, you had to be seven to be on the stage.
Right.
But before I was seven, I was a child model for John Robert Powers from the time I was four. And then my stage mother, very aggressive stage mother, thank God, because I've had a great life because of her. Then as soon as I was seven, she took me up and down Broadway to all the casting directors and agents and producers and got a lot of doors slammed in the face. And she finally got me into a Broadway show. In 1936, I played Melvin Douglas' son in a play called Tapestry in Gray. And then I just went from one play to another as a kid actor. I was in 27 shows on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going strong ever since.
But
so I've been very, very lucky. But then,
yes.
Here's how I went to the dogs.
Well, I've got to hear this.
Okay. In 1989,
yes.
I was on the, remember the John Davidson talk show?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, the talk show.
Yeah.
Well, I was on the show, and they broke for lunch. And I happened to sit next to the drummer, one of the guys in the band, the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to talk, and he told me that he rescues dogs and cats. And I said, oh, gee, I love animals, too. I've always tried to rescue animals. In fact, when I was a kid, I wanted to own a pet shop. And I had a whole menagerie in my house. Every week I would buy a different pet. I had horned toads. In those days, you could buy baby alligators.
Wow.
It was legal. I don't think it's legal anymore. But I had every kind of I had a whole room full of all kinds of animals. So I've always been that way. So he said, well, during the conversation, what a fluke this was when I think about it. He said, well, I think that they should have a holistic dog food. And in 1989, there was nothing like that. And so I said, well, I play tennis with this woman veterinarian. I'll mention it to her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So the next day I met this guy on the John Davidson show, and he was thinking that there should be a holistic, a health food for dogs and cats.
Now, do they have to chant to eat it?
No, but anyway, her eyes lit up. She said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
She said, I could make up a formula where there's no byproducts, no corn, no soy, no white rice, just health food.
Mm.
And so anyway, she did. And it was not easy to get it on the market back in 1989, but we finally got it in L.A., and it did well, and then it went up to Seattle and San Diego. Now, of course, we're all over the world. And then Petco got a hold of us, and they tried us out in 25 of their stores, and it did real well. And now we're in all of their 625 stores all over the country, and Canada and Mexico, everywhere. And it's going through the roof.
That's fabulous.
Now, let me tell you.
Sure.
All those years, I heard my competitors saying, our food is so good, you can eat it. But I knew that wasn't true. You can't eat dog food. It's not made in a human plant. It's made in a plant where they just make pet food. It's not USDA-inspected meat. So I figured, why don't I come up with a food that you really can eat, you know? And so we make this food in a plant where they make human food. And it's called Dick Van Patten's Natural Balance Eatables. and you can eat it with your dog.
Well, I've got a picture of you with a ladle and a bowl sharing a little snack with a pooch.
That's right, and it's very, very good. It's the best food, honest to God.
So,
people are a little leery about eating it, but they don't have to be because it's made with USDA-inspected meat. It's made in a plant where they make human food. So it's just like Irish stew. We have four different brands.
I love it.
We have Chinese takeout.
Yeah.
We have the hobo chicken, and we have the chicken dumplings, and then we have the Irish stew.
You know, you ought to call the Chinese takeout Mr. Chow.
Oh, yeah,
but
right,
they'll take it from you.
Dog Chow.
But this is great. So the rumor is true. You actually have been spotted eating the dog food.
Yeah, I was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and Jimmy Kimmel ate it on the show, and he loved it. He was really ate it. I ate it. It's very good. There's nothing bad with it.
Well,
there's more added minerals and vitamins in dog food than there is in regular food. Because animals have to have even more minerals and vitamins.
Now, I'd imagine when you're taking this much process to do a product like this, I mean, this has got to be a high-end product. This is not for your everyday dog buyer, dog food buyer. Am I correct, Dick?
Well, it is a little more expensive, but there's 3 ounces more. See, cans of dog food and human food has to have 13 ounces in the can.
Mm-hmm.
So even though this is a little higher than regular dog food, you are getting 13 ounces instead of 10 ounces.
Well, I think it's fabulous. And, you know, we're going to talk more about this project, how well you're doing, where it's found. We actually had Brian Devine on.
From Petco.
What a great guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a baseball fanatic.
Well, I know. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I got to know Brian fairly well, and I'm not blowing smoke here. He is not easy to convince to put a product on his shelf because I know of other manufacturers of different kinds of products who have called me and they said, I can't get through to this guy. He's tough.
No, we've proven to him that the product is good. You know, they tested us in 25 stores.
Well,
and if it didn't do well, then believe me, he wouldn't be having it.
Well, no question. My last count, I dug up, you're in 650 of their stores.
Wow, that's right.
That's doing
625, 650, that's even great.
Yeah, and you know some folks, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking to the legendary Dick Van Patten. Here's a guy that started out as a childhood actor. He had a mom that said, this is your goal. We're not going to stop until you're successful. And what a life you've had. Dick, do you ever remember a time in your life that you weren't working in the entertainment business? Can you recall a time?
I've been very, very lucky. I've never stopped working. I think I've probably done more acting jobs than any other actor. I really mean that because I've done 7 TV series, you know. Not just 8 is Enough. I did 6 series before 8 is Enough.
Oh, sure, sure.
And all those plays, and I've done 35 feature films, about 40 feature films now. And so I've worked all my life, and I'm very, very lucky, and I appreciate it because I know it's not easy. And I know there's a lot of wonderful, talented actors out there that can't even get an agent. So I know how lucky I am, you know.
Not only have you been lucky, we're going to go over some of those specifically. We have listeners that tune in to hear, how did the Dick Van Pattens or the Estee Lauder family, how do they start out? What makes them different? What do you do? We're going to find that out because, let's face it, Dick Van Patten, folks, has worked more, like I said, than 99% of all of his peers. When we get back, we're going to find out exactly what has he done that's different. Obviously, he's got tenacity. And after all these years, what does it take to launch a business and get a new product on the shelf? He's got lots of behind-the-scenes secrets. We'll ask him about his friends Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke and more, all on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Stick around. We'll be back with more of Dick Van Patten right after this.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful.
at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Our exclusive guest today is Dick Van Patten, probably one of the most consistent workers in the history of the entertainment business. And Dick, I went back. There's a website I used to research called IMDb. I think it's Internet Movie Database. It gives the histories. I came up with hundreds of things. If you count your series and how many times you've been on, it went forever. But I want to go back to the beginning. You're a household name, easily recognizable. Let's go back to Queens. Tell us how it all began. What was life like growing up? Tell me about your family.
All right. I was born in Richmond Hill, Queens, which was about 25 minutes on the subway to Manhattan, you know. Mm-hmm. And my mother and father loved the theater. They went to a play in 1928 called Showboat on Broadway, and they fell in love with the theater. They loved that show. And then even though they didn't have a lot of money, every Friday night they would take the subway over to New York and see a different Broadway show, you know.
Sure.
And they loved it. My mother was stage struck. And so when I was born, she wanted to get me into the theater. But you had to be 7 years old to be on the stage. So she did the next best thing. She took me over to John Robert Powers. I was a cute-looking kid, good-looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a child model from the time I was four. And as soon as I was seven, then she knew that, you know, it was okay to get me on Broadway. She took me over to Broadway to casting directors and agents and producers. And she got a lot of doors slammed in her face. But she finally got me. Melvin Douglas, who was a big movie star in those days, was coming to Broadway to do a Broadway play. And they had to find a little kid that looked a little like Melvin Douglas. He was very blonde, and so was I.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read at the Schubert Theater, but I didn't know how to read at 7 years old. They had to tell me what the lines were, and then I just sort of repeated them. And I got the job. There were about 100 kids there, and I got the job. And that was the first play. And then as soon as that show closed, I'd go into another play, and it never stopped. And I owe it all to my mother. You know, it's a funny thing, John.
Yes.
They say the word stage mother like it's a dirty word, like, oh, what a horrible thing, you know, an aggressive stage mother.
Sure.
But actually, it's not. If a woman works and slaves to make her son a doctor or a lawyer, they say, oh, what a wonderful woman. But if they do the same thing to make their kid an actor, they say, oh, stage mother, you know, like it's a terrible thing. Now, let me explain, there are some stage mothers that push their kids into it, and the kids don't really want to do it.
Sure.
Of course, that's wrong. But most kids love it. It was a great life. I traveled all over the country. I met the most interesting people, and you learn great discipline. And my parents were very smart. They told me, you're only as popular as the show that you're in. So don't ever let it go to your head. Don't think that you're above anybody else, you know?
But at the same time, Dick, it wasn't very easy because, you know, I've done some research back here, and, you know, your mom supposedly was such a strong-willed, I mean, I guess in a good sense, but it must have wreaked havoc on home life, and I think that kind of even caused some kind of a rift at home. Am I correct?
Yeah, my mother and father did get divorced. This is what the family says, anyway, that she devoted so much attention to me and to my sister Joyce. Joyce is also an actress.
Sure.
She's on that show now, Desperate Housewives. She plays one of the mothers on that, Joyce Van Patten. She's younger than me. But she paid so much attention to me and to my sister that I think my father felt neglected and just married, he got divorced and married somebody else, you know.
Sure.
But he loved the theater, too. But I guess that's what broke up the marriage.
Well, let me ask you this. How long did you have your mom until she passed away?
Oh, she died May 17th, 1976.
Really? That's my birthday, May 17th. Well, the thing is, after all her hard work and there were so many different things, at least she helped share and see the reward of your success.
No, not really. She missed the 80s and now. She died, she would have been so thrilled.
That was the next year, wasn't it, after she died?
The next year.
Right.
Yeah, 80s and up was right after she died. It was almost like that was her wish when she was up in heaven, get him a series, you know? But,
you know, I've seen that so often, and it's kind of sad where the parents miss the success of the kids, and they've worked so hard and a sacrifice. Let me ask you, from age seven, I know at age six you won a screen test with MGM, you went out because of a beauty contest or something.
Yes.
And you failed the test, am I right?
I failed the test.
What was it like to have rejection at age six? Does it bother you?
Well, in the beginning it did, but then you toughen up, you know, you let it roll off your back. That's part of the game. My mother used to say, that's part of the game, you know, you're going to get rejected. And always think that you're going to be rejected before you are, then it'll never hurt your feelings. You won't be suddenly shocked.
From age 7 to 21, though, Dick, you did nothing but work on Broadway. It was all Broadway until we hit 21. But my question is, do you ever feel that you missed part of a childhood because you worked so much?
No, let me tell you. People come up to me and they say, well, you missed your childhood. You should have been out playing baseball and football with the kids. Believe me, I had so much more fun than those kids. I was traveling with trains and sleepers, going to interesting places, and understood. I was always more fun when there were other kids in the show. But even if there was only one kid, you had to have an understudy. So you always had somebody to be with, another kid, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I remember I played the Belasco Theater on 44th Street in New York when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And I was exploring backstage, and I found a secret elevator. I never told anybody this. It doesn't have too much to do with what we're talking about.
No, please, go ahead.
I'm just trying to show you how much more fun a kid actor can have. I found a secret elevator, and I went up, and it took me up to David Belasco's apartment. He lived in the apartment over the Belasco Theater.
Oh, jeez.
You remember David Belasco, actor?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I found a secret apartment in an elevator. I mean, things like that. And then when I played the Center Theater on Broadway in a play called The American Way, the Center Theater was at 48th Street and 6th Avenue, and then a block away, a block up, is the music hall, you know.
Sure.
The music hall. And I found a secret passageway from the Center Theater underground, and all of a sudden I was in the music hall.
Boy, talk about networking at a young age. You know, I heard Ron Howard said the other day, he had mentioned that he was asked for his autograph before he could even sign his name. I mean, was that happening to you at such a young age?
Yes, that was. But here's another thing.
What's
you
that?
Know, you only hear about the kid actors that have gone bad. You mentioned Ronnie Howard.
Yes.
He was a child actor like me. He's had a great life.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And Shirley Temple, the same thing. She's had a... Believe me, there's so many of them that have had wonderful lives.
Well, you know...
They don't publicize that. They only publicize the ones that have gotten into trouble.
Let me tell you, that's why I started Legends of Success, because nothing but negative stories hit the headlines in the media, and I said it's about time we do some positive things to help other people hear from the Dick Van Pattens of the world. Now, my next question is, okay,
yes.
You going through this, you must have been a little upset because you and your father were supposed to be inseparable. You played tennis all the time. You guys shoveled snow to play handball in New York. So that must have upset you a little bit. Did you ever resent your mom a little bit for the divorce?
No, because my mother was never fell out of love with my father. He left her.
I got you.
So it was the other way around. I was upset that he left her, and I remember begging him to come back, you know.
Wow.
And she wanted him to come back, and it was very sad. And so, she never went out with anybody else after he left her or anything. I mean, that was her real love, but she just got so obsessed with the kids being in the theater and everything that she sort of ignored him, and he met somebody else.
Well, let's contrast that a little bit now. See, you've been married to Pat for, what, 50 years?
It'll be 52 years this April.
God bless you. 52 years, you've got three sons, Nels, Jimmy, and Vince, that you're all very close with. And for a long time, I don't know if they still do, they live right down the street from you in Sherman Oaks. What is the secret to being in the business so much and having such a close, loving family in an industry that nothing but destruction is seen?
Yeah, I hate to... See, I know a lot of great parents that have had awful times with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot of luck involved in it. I think I've really just been lucky, you know? Although I must say that my family has always come first before my career. I mean, the career comes second. I'm always, you know, thinking of the family first. In other words, I could get fired from a show. I never have been.
Yes.
And it wouldn't bother me, but if something happened in the family, that would really bother me, you know?
So you've really kept it together. And all three boys, I understand, are in the business.
Yes. Well, not really.
No?
Vincent Van Patten was a child actor like me.
Right.
So was Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
They worked all the time. Vincent is now doing that show, The World Poker Tour.
Oh, yeah, sure. What about Nels?
Nels teaches tennis.
Oh.
In fact, right now as we speak, I can see him. He's out in the back there with some students teaching him.
Really? Now this is okay. Now let me ask you this: you have still have a regular tennis group? It used to be with Alan Alda, Christy McNichol. You guys still hanging out?
You get all this? This is amazing. Where did you get all this information? Every Sunday, Gene Wilder, Alan Alda, Mel Brooks, and Carl Reiner come over and play tennis here. That's right.
Yeah. Well, we.
How did you know that? How did you know?
Well, it's just our job. We like our guests, so we do a little bit of research. But thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. We try to get thorough.
No, it is very thorough. Anyway, well, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner have been very good to me.
You know, and
I've been in four films for Mel Brooks.
And we're going to take a real quick break because one of the questions I want to ask you when we get back, I want to hear you give us a funny anecdote no one's ever heard about Mel Brooks because I love that guy. And Carl Reiner, we want to hear some of the behind-the-scenes stories. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Van Patten is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in New Orleans say they believe it is a search and rescue operation that's resumed this morning for the one worker still missing following the partial collapse of an under-construction hotel there on Saturday. The sister of the missing man, Anthony Margrotta, says her brother wasn't supposed to even be at work on that day.
Praying and I'm hoping and just I feel like I'm losing it.
Two workers were killed. Several others were injured in the collapse. The Kurds now striking a deal with Syria and Russia for military assistance. Syrian and Russian troops are heading to the border to help the Kurds repel the continuing advancing Turkish forces after U.S. forces were ordered to move out of the region by President Trump. Police in Florida say someone mistook a loud noise for a gunshot and it set off a panic at a mall in Boca Raton over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Dick Van Patten, at age 16, I have it on good authority.
Dick, we're talking about, you've had the opportunity to know and be friends with, play tennis with, some of the all-time greats like yourself. People say, there you go, John, blowing smoke again. Look, listen, we only bring on the great people, in my opinion, and according to the emails as well we're getting. Let's talk about Mel Brooks. This guy is a character. Do you have an anecdote you can give us about Mel Brooks and or Carl Reiner that no one's ever heard before?
Mel has been very good to me. He uses me in all his movies. Mm-hmm. And I'm with him. I have lunch with him almost every day. And he does do funny things. I mean, he's a comedic genius. Of course, he's very upset now. June 6th, you know, and his wife died.
Yes, yes.
And he's not taking it easily. He's almost angry about it. He's so upset. But I have lunch with him every day, and he just still does funny things. We went to dinner the other night. I don't know whether I can tell us on the radio whether you can picture it.
Okay.
He ordered a wine. He gets these very expensive wines. I don't drink, but my wife does. And he would get these very expensive wines. And then, you know, when the waiter gives it to you to test it, he would take a sip and he would roll it around in his mouth. This was just the other night.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden, he just let it all drool out of his mouth. He looked like he was testing it, and then all of a sudden, he just purposely, to make everybody laugh, just let all this red wine drip down his chin and everything.
What a character.
He does things like that all the time. He's a very funny man. And very smart. It's funny, you know, he's not educated. He comes from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and he grew up. His mother was a seamstress, and his father died when his mother was a widow, young, and he had two brothers, and they all slept in one bed, and his mother slept in the living room.
Really?
And he comes from he didn't get that much of an education, but he's so smart. His mind works so quick. If I was ever in a position where I needed to have help real quick, somebody to think fast, I'd like to be with Mel Brooks.
Hmm.
However,
yes,
if I was on that show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
yes,
and you can call up and ask somebody to help you,
right,
I'd like to have Carl Reiner, because he's very educated and very knowledgeable. They're both smart, but in different ways. One is very educated, and the other just has a very quick brain, you know?
Well, they've been incredible together over the years as friends and professionals.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about Dick Van Patten here. Dick, you have, as you look around, and, you know, they say, first of all, most, I don't know what the percentage is, but most people that have their SAG cards, their Screen Actors Guild cards, which allows them the permission, so to speak, to be on the screen or to act, most of them aren't working. What did you do different? What have you done over the different? Yes, we realize you've got a lot of talent or you wouldn't be there, but you still had to do things that were different. Help out our listeners who are trying to make a difference in their life.
Well, it's a combination of a couple of things. As a kid actor, my mother said, don't ever turn down a job. Take it, take it. Somebody else will get it. Why let somebody else do it? So I had that in the back of my head. I very rarely turn anything down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is this. A lot of actors, when they get to a certain plateau, and they ask to come in and read, they always say, oh, I don't read anymore. You know, I don't want to read for it.
Gee.
I've never done that. I told my agent, I'll read for anything. And every big job I've gotten, I've had to read for it. But I'd rather do that. I'd rather read for it. Because if you get the job without reading for it, you're always worried, well, am I really the right way? Am I doing it right, you know?
Sure.
So now, I know a lot of actors don't agree with me. And they won't read for things. They reach that one plateau where they don't have to. But I keep reading. And I think from being a kid actor, I'm a good reader. I think that I read very well, cold.
You know,
because I grew up doing it.
I think you also have an appreciation for being an everyday person. You see, the picture we're starting to get is a guy who has kept a marriage together for over 50-some years. God bless you, okay? Because it's so difficult these days for all of us. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Thank God I married my best friend. I love her. Not much of a challenge to keep that together. but also, you know, there's got to be some humility here, and there also has to be, I would bet, some loyalty. Now, I don't know your agent, but I'm willing to bet you've been with him for a long time.
That's right. I was with my first agent for 30 years, and then she retired,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to get another agent, and I've been with this agent for 15 years, yeah. So you're right. I stay with the same agent, same wife, same house, same phone number.
Yeah, well.
Everything's pretty much the same.
You make it kind of simple. It doesn't seem like your ego got out of hand, where a lot of people won't, like you're saying, they won't even go to read parts. Now, let's talk about, again, we're going to swing back in. There's so much to cover. You've been an entrepreneur. I understand you're involved in real estate. Do you still have patent place, the apartment building?
Yes, I can't believe who gave you all this information.
Well,
you're really up to date on it.
I have two.
When I was doing It Is Enough, people said, you know, you better invest your money in something. So I bought a couple of apartment buildings, and it's wonderful. They're really good. And I know all the tenants are in there at a very moderate price, so I never have a vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
Never raise their rents. So it's always been pretty good.
Are you a nice landlord, or are you pretty tough?
No, I think I'm a good landlord.
How about as a father? You've been real easy, or you've been a tough father?
No, I'm blessed with the nicest guys. First of all, they're very good looking. Women come up to me all the time. Your sons are so, they all like them. And most good looking guys kind of like have an arrogance or an attitude, and they don't. They act like ugly guys.
Oh, thank God.
They're nicest guys, you know?
Thank God they look like the mother, right?
My wife is a June Taylor dancer on the Jackie Gleason show. You probably know that too, right?
Well, I do. As a matter of fact, when we get back.